All this week, we've been reporting on the changing landscape for Vermont farming. And part of that change are programs that connect schools and other institutions with locally grown food. For this week's public post, VPR's Amy Noyes catches up with a food truck in the Northeast Kingdom. But unlike commercial food trucks, the Lunchbox gives away freshly made, locally produced meals to kids under 18.
You remember the fire truck and the stamping ponies and the smell of
After story time in the basement of the Barton Public Library, a group of kids pour out into the bright July sunshine.
Okay, so I think the Lunchbox is here, and do you guys want to go out and see it?
The kids and some parents head across the library's lawn to a food truck that's ready and waiting to take their orders.
May I have two of the teriyaki chicken skewers, please?
The kids range in age from preschoolers to teenage library helpers, and all of them eat for free at the Lunchbox, which is operated by the nonprofit Green Mountain Farm to School.
Mama, this is yours. Do you see
I don't eat that.
Gretchen Bittner and her three-year-old daughter Andy live in Irisburg, and they've made a Wednesday morning trip to Barton part of their summer routine for many reasons.
Excellent fresh food in the story time, and just getting together with friends of her age.
James Hofferman is executive director of the nonprofit, and he says the Lunchbox gets around.
So we go to Island Pond, Newport, and Barton, and we're able to serve free, healthy, locally sourced food for kids at the age of 18 and under.
Because more than half the kids in those communities qualify for free and reduced price school lunches, the Federal Summer Food Service Program provides funding for the Lunchbox. The program's now in its fourth summer, and Hofferman says it's growing every year.
So last year we served over 1,500 kids meals during those 10 weeks. And we also have adult meals for sale, which helps to support the cost of running the truck as well. So it's a great way for us to not only give kids access to healthy local food, but it's also supporting our local farms, because more than 50% of the food that we are selling and giving away is from local farms.
Green Mountain Farm to School also works with schools and other institutions like hospitals and prisons to source and purchase local foods. They call it Green Mountain Farm Direct, and last year the program sold over $350,000 worth of products from 34 farmers and food producers. One of them is Tony Bro. He supplies meat to Green Mountain Farm to School, as well as running his own farm, slaughterhouse, smokehouse, and retail operation. He says it's been a good partnership.
Saves me from marketing and all that end of it, so they kind of take care of that, and we do the process so that they can have a good product to sell.
A diversity of outlets helps Bro maximize his bottom line.
Parts of beef that go through my retail that they don't use, and then pieces that doesn't go through the retail they use, so it works out really good.
Hofferman credits the program's success to nearly a decade of trial and error.
Green Mountain Farm to School really is about connecting farms and communities and kids to local food and helping support that economy. So we're able to do that because we've had 9 years of working on this and testing different things out and seeing what works.
To help support that mission, meals at the Lunchbox come with a side of learning.
This is our education table, and every week we have a different fun activity for kids to hands-on learn about their food. And today we have the taste bud test, so learning about your sense of taste and how it changes from when you may be in fourth grade to when you're in eighth grade, so to always try new foods.
That's Farm to School Coordinator Caroline Aubrey.
We have blueberries, we have cheese. How about pretzels now?
While Green Mountain Farm to School serves the Northeast Kingdom, there are similar initiatives across Vermont. According to the Vermont Farm to School Network, over 80% of the state's school districts participate in at least some farm to school activities. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.
Where do you taste it?